how you doing today?
Kurt?
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. You were just talking with Tony?
Yeah.
All right. I know he does a pretty good job of explaining the basics of the program, you know, but did you have any specific questions for me?
You know, I've did this before, and so I paid, and then what happens is they tell me that what I paid was just to get on there, but to get on the front page or to be first, you got to pay more. And, you know, it's like, I mean, who do you believe, you know? They first tell you that you could get on, and then later on they tell you that you got to pay more to get on.
What, do you know which company you worked with before? Because, you know, our company, we've been in business for 22 years, and we are a premier partner with Google. So.
Oh, there's so many of you, man. That's the thing.
Yeah. No, I understand. I mean, I could send you our credentials. Do you know who you worked with before by chance?
No.
No? Okay. Well, I mean, I can go through what our program is, and if it sounds good, then, you know, maybe we can move forward today, okay? Does that sound good to you?
Okay.
Okay, so the way it works, are you currently doing any marketing yourself or have a website?
No, not really. Just word of mouth.
Okay, all right. So... what I'm going to recommend for you, then, is our Platinum package. It's our most affordable package, okay? Now, the way this works is it's month-to-month, so we don't do contracts, okay? We don't believe that we need to do contracts because our programs work, and usually when people sign up with us, they stay with us, all right? So we're not going to lock you into anything. It is $249 a month with a one-time startup fee of $99. But what it includes is the complete Google Local Optimization setup, which is your Google Business Profile. It does include first page listing on Google, okay? Also included is the top five directory submissions. So we list you first page Google, first page Bing, Yelp, Apple, and then we run Facebook ads for you as well. Okay, so the way these Facebook ads work is that if someone's looking for your service in, you know, the El Centro, California area, then what happens is they go on Facebook a little bit later, and then they'll see ads from your company, okay? Your company specifically, all right? And then, you know, I understand you might have had a, you know, not so great experience with the other company, so what I want to do for you is I will, at no additional cost, have my operations team build you a website for no additional cost, okay? And then with the website, what you can do is submit, like, pictures of work you've done, you know, maybe your company logo if you got one, or we could help you with that, no additional cost to get that website set up, okay? It also does come with call tracking, and then we have a mobile app where you can manage all of your, you know, the leads from Facebook, the leads from Google. You can manage all your clients right from the app. Does that sound like something you're interested in?
Mm-hmm. How much is it?
It's $249 per month with a one-time startup fee of $99. But again, we just asked for that 3-month verbal agreement for everything to come to fruition. However, you know, we do list you on those top five directories in the first 5 to 7 days. We could have your website and your Facebook ads go live in the first 7 to 14 days. And then we typically see everything come to fruition, you know, before those first, you know, 90 days. So.
Okay. So what you would need is
$348 to start, and then $249 per month after that.
Okay, so once I if I were to pay you today, you would get my ad up within a week?
Yeah, your Facebook ads would go live as well as your website in the first 2 weeks, seven to 14 days. So it could, you know, and then, but like I said, listing on those top five directories happens within 5 to 7 days.
Okay.
So we'll get you listed everywhere.
So does my time start when you list it, or it starts from today?
It would start from today, and then in 5 to 7 days from now is when you would see yourself on all those sites. Does that make sense?
Okay. So it's just
you
pay right now, or I have to, you need more information?
Yeah, just a couple things. It's not a whole lot. Give me just a second. Pull up the profile here. Do you currently have a Facebook page?
Yes.
Okay, great. So yeah, from that Facebook page, then we can, you know, run those ads for your Facebook, for your campaign, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then also what we'll do is we're going to select, keywords that you want to use for when people are Googling, you know, say framing or, flooring, or, you know, whatever words you want to be found under, we can do that for you, okay?
Okay.
And then your last name is Green, correct?
Correct.
All right. And what's a good email address for you?
WATREENS66@gmail.com.
Okay. All right, and then your address is the 308 San Diego Avenue, El Centro?
Correct. No.
No?
My business address is 1003 Industry Way, El Centro, California.
Okay, perfect. That sounds sure.
And my mailing address.
Well, we're going to use, we'll use your business address for this, okay?
But if you're going to mail me anything, it should go to another address.
Okay, understood. We'll get to that in just a second here. What's your preferred method of contact? Is it phone, email, or text from us?
Phone and text.
Okay. Sure.
I get a lot of scammers, so I really don't pick up if I don't know them.
Okay. Understood. And then, are you licensed and insured?
Yes.
Great.
Bonded.
Okay. Now, which what keywords do you want to use to list your company under?
Remodels.
What was that? I'm sorry.
Remodels.
Oh, remodel. Additions.
Additions. New construction,
renovation,
renovations. Kitchens and bathrooms.
Okay. And then, what are your hours of operation?
From 7 to 3.
Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, which, so we're gonna target specific areas. So we can target cities, counties, or zip codes. What would you like to target here?
Cities.
Okay, which cities would you like to target?
Brawley, Hopeville.
You say Hopeville?
Calexico, Sealy, El Centro, Hebert.
All right, and then, you know what, do you want to do, like, also, do you do, like, drywall and everything as well? I'm just thinking of some more keywords we can put in there.
Yes, drywall, electrical, plumbing.
Okay.
Roofing. All types of repair.
Yeah, I'm gonna put in there like a, you know, general contractor. I got a bunch of words in there, so yeah, you'll be found under a bunch of different keywords there. Okay, then I found your Facebook here. All right. And then I'm going to set you up with a client interview. And what that is that just to meet with the account manager, okay, to go over everything. I'm going to pull up the calendar right now to see what time slots are available for this. I've got as early as next Tuesday, and Tuesday I have, let's see, I've got 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 9 a.m., or 1 p.m.
I'll be out of town next week until Friday.
Would you be able to do this client interview or during the week or no?
Yeah.
Okay, does 1 p.m. on Tuesday work for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah, it's important that you do take that call, okay?
Okay.
And then I'm going to send you an email with this just to confirm everything.
So if you guys ain't working out, I could cut you off whenever I want work.
Yeah, yep. But I think you'll be happy with what you see here. All right. I am sending you an email to wagreens66@gmail.com. It was, okay, I got it actually. Perfect. I set that up. We're almost done here, okay? Right, and then let me just create your profile subscription here. And then I'm also gonna, in just a moment here, I'm gonna send you a text and an email just with the terms and conditions, okay? So once you get that, if you could, please just sign those. Alrighty, sir. And then, which kind of card did you want to use? Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express?
Visa.
Visa, okay. And, what is the card number when you're ready?
It's, 4427 4270 2745 4569.
Okay. And the expiration date?
0231.
And now, the security code on the back.
963.
Okay. And then, which address is this one linked, is this card linked to?
2372 Madrone Circle in Imperial, California.
MADRONE?
Yeah.
You said Imperial?
Imperial.
And what's the zip code? What's the zip code there? 92251?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then I just have to read you the voice verification. So before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification recording. The reason is that I have you on a discounted pre-agreement, which is an added form of protection for you that we will send you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, do me a favor and stop me so we can review and clarify. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So please state your name, the name of your business.
W.A. Green Construction.
Okay, and please state your name and your title within the business.
William Green, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, and then you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls from, or phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Okay. Please allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return all calls to you if you do not reach your live agent, okay? As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to set you up with a password, just so that way when we call, we're always going to ask you the password, okay? So we can either use your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay. The first pet's name.
First pet's name, and what is that pet's name?
Yogi.
Yogi?
Yeah.
Y-O-G-I?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts?
Yeah.
All right. As part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. You know, the account manager might ask you for, like, those pictures that you want to use for your website or a logo. They might ask you for your insurance. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays. Do you agree to submit items requested within 7 days?
Yeah.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, 3/20/2026, and the non-refundable amount of $348. Okay. Again, this is a 3-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 20th of each month in the amount of $249. Okay. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee may apply. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Should you cancel your account prior to making a total of $597 towards the Local SEO services, an early termination fee may apply. The early termination fee will be calculated as $597 less the total payments you have made specifically for the local bundle invoice item. This early termination scenario typically only applies if you cancel within the first 3 months. Keep in mind that Local Splash is international and has representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to update your profile right now. And just a minute, you're going to get that text and that email. So if you could go into that and just sign the terms and conditions, you will be all set then. And then you'll just have that client interview on Tuesday. You know what, can you repeat the card number to me, please?
Hold on, I put it away.
Okay.
What happened? Didn't go through?
You know, it said I had the wrong card number, so, or it wasn't a valid card number, so I must have typed a number in wrong.
4427 4270 8745 4569
February of 2031 and 963
Yes.
Right, so that is processed. And then, let's see. Okay, so let me know if you got that text message, please. And then there's just a link that you just need to sign for what we discussed, okay?
No, I haven't got it.
Let me just see here. I'm sending another one right now to you, the 8776.
Okay.
You got it?
714 number.
Yeah. You find it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, it's signed.
Okay. Yeah, then just make sure that you take that phone call on Tuesday around 1 o'clock from us, just to get everything all set as far as, you know, meeting with the account manager to get your website and everything else. I don't see that the terms and conditions were signed yet. Are you sure you went all the way through it?
Hold on, I'm checking everything. Okay. I went all the way to the bottom, and the bottom is a blank page.
Did you click on the link and sign it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just not showing that it's signed yet.
Okay, here we go. Click here to How about there?
No, not yet. Yeah, one second. Yeah, I'm still not showing that it's signed.
Well, let me try your other one. Okay, this other one says sign in username.
Yeah, so your username is going to be your phone number. And then let me know when you're ready for the password.
Okay, what's the password?
It is fun local. All one word, all lowercase.
F-U-N?
L-O-C-A-L. All one word.
Okay. Okay, how's that? Is it going?
I'm checking right now. No. When you went in, is there a place to, like, you put your name in and then to sign it.
Yeah, and then this is confirmed signature, and I press confirm signature, and it should have went in.
Hang on just 1 second. I'm going to resend the text message and see what happens here, okay? Hey, Jamie, we're trying to, he's trying to sign the terms and conditions, and he said he went through and signed it, but it's not populated on my end that it's signed. Yeah. Sir, did you turn the phone sideways to sign it?
Actually, it told me to type my name in. It didn't make me sign.
Yeah. Okay, so click the three boxes. Did you do that?
What do you mean, three boxes?
Above the signature box, there's three boxes that need to be clicked. Do you see those?
Check boxes.
Yep, check the boxes. And then you're going to type your name. Answer. Your first and last name is exactly as it's seen there, and then flip the phone sideways to sign. Did you figure it out, sir?
I don't see how it signs with my.
Okay, so did you click the three boxes?
Oh, you gotta make it so difficult here.
Sorry, sir. We don't want to make it difficult on you.
Sir, if you can't get it right now, we could, you know, you could do it during the client interview that we set scheduled.
Okay.
So yeah, just remember Tuesday at 1 o'clock, you know, right around 1 o'clock. Just expect that call, okay?
Okay.
It might be, there is a little bit of a window, so it might be between like 1 and 2, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir. Enjoy your weekend, okay?
You too.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.